Hi, I'm Eliana Yolcutt.
And I'm Tova Leibovich Douglas. We are two rabbis.
And two mothers, here to talk finding wisdom in work, parenthood, smashing the patriarchy, and the juggle of the everyday.
The Torah we carry in our pockets, at home and in the world. Welcome to Not Your Jewish Mother.
Welcome back, Not Your Jewish Mother podcast listeners. This is Eliana coming to you from Washington, D.C. I'm here with my podcasting partner, Tova. Hi, Tova.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
From sunny Los Angeles, California?
Sunny Los Angeles and humid, weirdly.
Oh, that's not very typical.
Nope.
I feel like we talk about weather a lot.
Too much.
I have a kid who's obsessed with weather, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Zeke is obsessed with weather. He watches some weather show that Stephanie found him about tornadoes and hurricanes, and he's obsessed with natural disaster type weather. And also, we check AccuWeather every day, and he has to know exactly rain percentages and all that.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Weird? I feel like that's like an odd thing to be interested in. But maybe when you're seven, it's, you know, to each their own.
Maybe he'll be a weather forecaster.
Yes, maybe. Yes, maybe you will be. How was your summer?
It was good. It feels like a long time ago now that we're like in the rhythm of the Jewish New Year, the school year. Like, does it feel like a long time ago for you too?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have a highlight from the summer?
Yeah, I have a few.
No, you have to pick one.
Okay. One highlight. I really have a few.
Sorry.
Okay, you do yours first then. What's your highlight?
My highlight is Cape Cod.
Just like, you just like Cape Cod.
We went to Cape Cod.
My highlight is Cape Cod.
We went to Cape Cod and it was spectacularly delightful.
Oh, was it the four of you? I mean, five of you or?
Yeah, my parents joined us for a couple of days when we were there with some friends. We had separate houses,
but
we were traveling kind of together, and it's just a remarkably unique kind of place. And I just really love it there. I feel kind of like a different person when I'm there.
I really want to come with you guys next time.
Just do it. We were planning on going back. So
okay, great.
You should come. So yeah, I did one highlight. I believe in you, Tova. One highlight.
Okay, there were a lot of like travels and things like that, but I'm not going to highlight those. What I'm going to highlight actually is really different than I would have anticipated. It actually was afternoons in the summer. We swam a lot, and our garden was really amazing. Like, it blossomed really well. And so like swimming and eating from the garden on a regular basis just made my heart really happy.
That's amazing. That's actually a great one. I love it. And how about sort of a thought for the new year? Something you're like hoping to learn this year or do different, or just like something special and new. A Shechianu for the new year.
I'm really working, and it was just my birthday recently, and I'm working on the perfection averse sort of situation. I'm launching a new business. I'm doing a lot of new things. And I typically can really overthink and really try to make things look a certain way, be a certain way, plan a certain way, to the point where I end up not always enjoying the process or not even always doing it. So I think my intention for this year is really Nike, just do it, you know, and be a little bit less perfectionist in doing it. How about you?
I bought a new bike.
What kind of bike? E-bike? Regular?
No, regular.
Okay.
Because I haven't actually had a bike for a very long time. And it was what I wanted 2 years ago for my birthday. And through a series of bumbles, Stephanie was supposed to buy it as a gift. It just didn't work out. And long story short, the bike that I wanted was on back order because of the pandemic. And I finally went back into the bike store and realized that even though they didn't have another floor, it was in stock in their warehouse. And so I'm waiting for it to arrive to the store, but I bought it, and I have set myself some training goals for my bike. And I'm really, really excited to, like, I love biking, but I'm not a cyclist. Like, I've never done training on the bike. And as you know, from many podcast episodes, I'm a Pelotoner. So I love cycling, but I'm looking forward to getting out on the road and learning how to train and cycle in like a intentional way.
Wow.
And I have a goal in my mind, which I'm not really sharing other than with myself. I'm like really looking forward to that. I'm very excited about its arrival, and I'm going to get a new helmet. I'm going to get a tracker, and I'm going to do like all of the, and I get lights so
You're
I can
gonna
ride at night.
Cyclist.
I'm going to do all those things.
You're going to become a cyclist.
I'm going to become a cyclist. Yeah.
It's a thing.
It is a culture. Yeah, it is a culture.
Are you ready for the culture?
I try when there's a culture to stay away from the culture. Kind of like that about the Peloton. Like, I'm not really into the culture of the Peloton. I'm just into doing my workouts on the Peloton, but I'm interested in pushing myself physically.
Great.
So
love that.
My work is so up here. Yeah. And I need something like to really focus me down here
My body. I need that too. So
yeah.
Yeah. Get it. Okay. Yeah. So we have an announcement, listeners. Since you've seen us, we've been on summer hiatus and we've done a lot of great reflection and processing about how much we love Not Your Jewish Mother, a podcast, and love one another and connecting. And we've made a decision that in order to do that, we'd actually like to take a continual hiatus, another pause, in order for us to focus on other projects that we've been each doing and participating in order to hopefully bring this back come wintertime.
Yeah, that's the plan. I think we both feel like we could use some idea generation and we both have other projects and we both feel like letting something lay fallow for a little bit, to use the Torah's language, can often breed some new growth. Totally. And so we're planning to come back.
This is not a breakup.
No, we're not breaking up. And who knows, you may get a surprise episode here and there if something comes up. But we're going to just let it lay for a little bit. And we're not taking it down off of Apple or anything like that, or Spotify or any of the places. And we're going to be back with you with hopefully some more episodes and wisdom and all of that in 2024.
Yep.
And in the meantime, Tova and I will keep voice noting so we create a lot of material and talking on the phone.
Always.
Old school. And we're wishing you all just a good, healthy start to this academic year and the Jewish New Year and all of that.
Totally. So what are you going to be doing when we're not doing the podcast, Eliana?
I am going to be working here at Addis, where I'm recording from, which is a large conservative synagogue in Washington, D.C., where I oversee, I do a lot of things here, but my primary roles are overseeing the adult education program, which is called Macomb DC. And so I'm going to be doing that and doing a ton of teaching for that, but also facilitating other scholarship to be happening here in our building.
Awesome.
And overseeing our mikvah, which is a very busy place right now. I just noticed that we have well over 80 appointments that are happening between the beginning of the month at Elul and the Jewish New Year, which is amazing. And I have a couple of other smaller projects that are sort of in the works. And then that will, and my family, those things will keep me busy more than full time. So.
Yeah.
How about you?
Eliana's being modest, by the way. She is working on really building, I think, really amazing learning at Addis. Like, it's always been amazing, but really consciously doing it, and has been at Addis for a long time, but is now there in a more hours. Like, you're working a lot. Yeah. She's working a lot more.
Well, and our friends, the senior rabbis here who are our friends and colleagues are going on, both are taking a sabbatical over the next 2 years. So I'll also be doing some more traditional pulpit work for fill-in work. So you can find me on like the live stream on Shabbat, you know, come the spring. So yeah, so it's all stuff that I really enjoy and love doing. And so I'm really grateful to have work that's meaningful. And I'm really grateful to be able to be coming back to this, but also to be able to like be in partnership with Tova on knowing when something needs a little room to breathe and then to help figure out what's next.
Yes.
What about you? What are you up to during the hiatus?
During the hiatus, I am building, which feels exciting. And hopefully, actually, I think I'm recording this now, but I think it's going to be in the world when you're listening to it.
Amazing.
So it's called The Ritual House, and it's a center for folks to engage with ritual on their own in an expansive way. There certainly will be Jewish wisdom involved and also other spiritual traditions involved in the process. And there'll be a podcast eventually. My Substack's there. There's an Instagram.
Brave.
Yay. It's
happening.
You're
doing your own brand new thing. That's amazing.
Own brand new thing. It's been a long time coming. And it also feels like a real birthing process, I would say. I just wrote in my Substack the other day, I feel like I'm at the place where I could really use the epidural. And also, it's really exciting. So you can follow along for more at The Ritual House. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's super, so brave to do something on your own. So I can't wait to see how it unfolds. So, so much luck, Hatzlacha, on this incredible endeavor.
Thank you. Well, all right, listeners, we are wishing you the next several months filled with courage, hope, and love. keep following us, keep engaging. We're sending lots of love. Take good care.